Mobile.
PD2, BNG Mobile, how you doing?
Dan, how's things going?
Dad, I'm just looking for anything. Now, what is it with the meat and the dairy products, and of course all the paper products are gone?
Why that is, that's been going on for some time.
Just enough to notice, but I noticed it now. I was at Milo, and for the first time I said to myself, man, where is everything? Meat and dairy, let's see. I got the last of, the couple of steaks remain, so I got some steaks to put up maybe later this week. And, I don't know, dairy and milk and everything else is gone. And, of course, nobody has toilet tissue.
See, my wife was at the grocery store today, was just going to pick up some cooking oil. And she said they were completely wiped out. There was two bottles of cooking oil there, and she got those two bottles, and that was it.
The psychology of panic buying, of course, pretty much by definition, it's not rational. How many sheets of paper do you need?
It made sense yet.
I hear... one of the symptoms is massive diarrhea, but still.
Use so much toilet paper.
And traditionally, for some reason also, panic buying always focuses on dairy products and milk, and sometimes bread. When you think about it, the three things that are going to go bad the quickest... why wouldn't you come out and clean out all the canned goods first? And even now I got the last of the steaks. There's not a whole lot of meat left. But if you were expecting shortages, I'd go after all the cans.
There you go. Well, she was somewhere and said all the canned, the potted meat, like Spam and Devil Ham and all those favorites. Southern favorites, so they were gone.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something similar to meat. Maybe that's it. And if it's in a can, like canned stew, I suppose it'll keep for a while.
It's same condition. I don't know that it's ever good. I like Spam. I used to eat Spam when I was a kid. I hadn't eaten much of it as an adult. It's got too much fat and too much salt in it.
Salt is what it is. I guess that makes it more a Southern specialty. And I forget who I was talking about with Southern cooking. I don't want to know what fatback is. And what you call sweet tea down here. Oh my God, man. No wonder you got this area of the country has the most heart disease of probably anywhere else.
KN4 BWA.
Nope.
Do you guys not know where Spam came from?
Nope.
Number two, we needed a protein source to feed the troops in remote areas. Hence, Spam. And for many years after World War II, they had such an excess of extra that they sold it to the public. And during my time growing up from 1955 until about 70, Spam was a staple food and glad to get it. We were poor.
You guys may have actually developed a taste for it. Hey, honey, can you go out and get me some of that nasty meat we ate in the Army? I kind of got to enjoy that.
You know where the term, you know what, on a shingle came from.
No, what you're telling me, I already knew. The War Department needed something that, some kind of canned protein. Doesn't matter if it was loaded with salt and fat, because it was just, we need protein and whatever else out in the field. So, that I had heard. The War Department was originally the leading purveyor of Spam.
Not exactly a Southern southern thing. And as far as sweet tea, hey baby, if you like a sweet tea, go back north.
Well, I do drink tea. I just don't put the entire sugar bowl in it. Well, sweet tea, well, nah, maybe you're right. I guess I've had that pretty much anywhere.
It just depends on the employee as to how sweet the tea is when you get it. And I agree, some of these places, oh my God, it's like drinking syrup. You lose the flavor of the tea.
Yeah, you know, I make and drink tea by the gallon because it's a simple, easy, cheap thing to make. And I put very little sugar. I found at a thrift store an old, the old 42-pot coffee percolators, and I make like a gallon of tea at a time. Because, you know, it's easy and cheap to make. If you don't put a lot of sugar in it, it ain't that many calories.
Roger, roger. And I tell you something else that's bad about tea in general. There have been studies made that in the Southeast, where most of the tea is consumed, that is the area where there is the greatest concentration of kidney stones.
You're right, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, kidney stones. And those are nasty and painful to get rid of, although I haven't had one yet.
Well, guys, I gotta step out. I'm about to pay $1.39 for gasoline. Later, KD4BWA, clear.
KDWA, KD2BNG. $1.30, yeah, I just paid $1.65, so I guess I got ripped off. Now, when in the last 20 years have we seen that?
A Milo card or something. But I've got to get to, I got to step out to the bank for a minute, and Glenn, good talking with you, and we'll catch up with you later on another day. It's KK4 and XM will be clear on your final.
KD2BNG, all right, 73s, stay healthy. I'm going to go in the Dollar General store here and see what they don't have. You be healthy. We'll talk to you later.